O'Hero Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hero Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hero Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hero Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prietos. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto's in the studios. Captain Travis, Cast and Bust in the studio.
Game over.
Game over. And then we got Captain Rick. We got Tall Short and the Best in the middle. And then we got this guy we picked up on the side of the road. He claims he knows how to fish.
The legend.
The legend. The legend is here. Captain Brett Morris. Morris.
Oh, we got Morris in the house. Zach.
Brett, you got to talk to the microphone.
I'm ready.
This is radio, brother.
This is Captain Brett Norris or Morris, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, it depends on what side of the field you're on. But, guys, we're talking fishing. We're going to give you guys the latest and greatest, get some reports, some different reports. Got the South Shore and St. Pete and... we'll make something up for the north end of the bay. I'm actually trying to get, I need to call John Griffin. We're going to get him here and talk about the north end of the bay a little bit, one episode. And Norris is going to cover the St. Pete side. I'm curious to see how that is over there because I got to fish over this Saturday.
Yeah, it's for you, it's going to be hard. Well, like a guy from a 727, they do say if you want to catch big fish, take your 813 self and bring it to 727.
Well, hey.
You will learn a thing or two.
Hey. I like small fish. Small fish will get big one day. Every time I catch a small snook, I say, it's going to be big one day.
He's dead by then.
Small fish need loving, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we all can't be Brett Norris. Well, guys, we'll talk about how fishing's been this week. And Travis, why don't you give us a report?
Man. I got so many reports, man.
I mean, maybe we can get Tiger to chime in. And
I'm sure Tiger's already chiming in. He's probably already on there, man.
Oh my God.
Listen, hey, y'all didn't know I'm a duck hunting fool, okay? I'm a duck hunting fool, boy. You know what I'm saying? I drop them. I let him. I drop them. That's all I'm saying.
Give us a report.
I tell you, I mean, for me, we've been talking about it a lot, but the snook fishing's still been very productive along the South Shore. Fish are moving to the river pretty good. Even with this last cold front that we've had, it seems like the water temperature still stayed up quite a bit. Had some nice warm days, warm afternoons here recently, so that's really kind of fired off the rivers and the creeks like we were talking about last week. But starting to see a few more trout also. Trout are starting to stack up in some of these deeper areas, deeper cuts, bends in the river and things like that. Some of the deep areas that you can't see from the tower. But the trout have been sitting there, and we've been doing pretty good with them. So, all in all, fishing's been pretty good. Looking to get out and do some sheephead fishing next week. Got a couple trips lined up to do that. Getting some giggles over there from the boys. But, yeah, we're going to get after it, man. We're going to go do some cold water fishing and see what it brings. How about you, Brett?
I will not be doing any sheephead fishing, that is for sure.
But I do like sheephead fishing.
I do like sheephead fishing, but It just doesn't do it for me sometimes.
But I'm not going to do it. I do like the sheep head.
Cleaning a trout is a lot easier than cleaning a sheep head, I will say that.
And sheep's head tastes better, though.
I claimed 35 sheep head for one of my clients last
But you don't
year.
Sheep's head fish.
I'll never do it again. No, they kept getting in the way. It was, things just kept getting in the way.
Listen, there's one thing about Norris on the boat. I mean, great fisherman, but he's just as good at, like, he's just funny. Like, the stuff he says. You know, we were fishing the...
golf with him. That's all I can say. Golf with him.
I can only imagine it's probably funny. Better.
He's a golf buddy right here.
Yeah. He talks nice now, but he gets so mad at me. And I can see it deep down. I don't know if you look at Rick in the eye sometimes, but you know it's a total fake lie. He's looking at me with saying one thing, but down deep he's like, God, you suck, dude. But, no, we're waiting for our trout, too. Like you were talking, we're waiting for our trout. Our trout haven't showed up very well. I mean, I got clients saying, hey, let me know when those 24 inches are ready to rock. And I'm can't wait to dial them because money's getting low. So come on, trout.
Yeah, on a serious note, Brett, there's been a lot of talks within the FDA and guides across the state. I think there's some issues going on with trout. I mean, if you're in Fort DeSoto and you're telling me in January with mild winter that you're not getting the big trout, and our side is not. I mean, we have 15, 16 inches, but the big trout, I don't know, man. In the spawning areas that they spawn in the March hadn't been real good.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I think the trout are having some issues. I don't know.
There's been some good days that buddies have had, but it's not consistent. It's not like you go out there and whack them things every day like you could when you were a kid. It's
been real patchy. It's been patchy for sure. That's kind of what I've seen. And
yeah,
I can talk about the...
Like, every tournament that we do, Snook Rapids Trout Tournaments,
oh,
we all do those. The hardest dang fish in that tournament to catch is a stupid trout.
Big trout, yeah.
Yeah.
And it used to be the easiest. Getting a 20-inch trout back then when we were young was just go out there and throw a love lure and you catch two of them at a time. But nowadays, it's tough.
Well, yeah, it's I don't know, man. It's got to get better. I mean, trout fishing, it's been really good until about 2012, I think. And I don't know... I don't know if it's from maybe extra pressure from when we had the snook kill, like people targeting trout more. Of course, there's a ton more anglers. And that's one of the challenges. And I'll be the first to tell you, I mean, I know St. Pete decent, but you fished out there since you were a kid. You obviously know it a lot better than I do. But
that's true.
True story. But, you know, some of the issue, I think, with all the species is the amount of people that fish now. I mean...
I mean, there's a lot of people, I'll give them that, but I think these trout, you're starting to see them getting a lot shallower water than they used to be. Now, they've always been in shallow water to get warmer and whatnot, but these fish are more scared of boats than they are like ospreys nowadays. You can't even get to them with our big old lug boats that we all got, and I see Travis got a new boat on Facebook. And
he ain't got it yet. He just gave somebody $10,000.
Yeah, I was just paying out right now.
I was going to see two canyon bays on sandbars. That's what he covered. They'd be like, man, is that a new party island?
That's a new wreck.
No, man. That's it, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I hope it gets better. I don't know. It's not what it should be.
That's a good fish for us guys, this charter guys that can just keep clients busy. And if you can't keep them busy with that, I mean, lady fishing's only so cool
for so long.
You know, it's the good. You know, we had a big kill in 2005, and we got sound.
We got sound.
Yeah. Come on now.
I'm reading. It says no sound. Trying to be proactive. If we don't.
Yeah, I don't know. We should have sound.
We should have sound going out right
Brett's
now.
Brett's just not talking.
Brett's right just got to talk up. You got to. Yeah. Hey, you got to.
But.
Yeah, go ahead. And get your...
Did we start yet?
I told you, good fisherman, great comedian. But, you know, in 2005, trout were, you know, we had the red tide, and it was horrible. And they rebounded good. I don't know. I wonder if it's one of them things that goes in spurts. I mean, you got off years on certain species, and
I think it is because you don't fish for trout as much as I do. I don't think, and
yeah.
I haven't noticed the trout being bad until this summer. You say go back to 2012. I had a great spring for trout, and last year I had a good trout year. So but I fish for trout more than you do. Like you said a month ago, man, those daggum snook get me. So
I just like the snook fish.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying I think I spend more time on average fishing for trout than you do. And I haven't, noticed it. I definitely noticed this year has been a tougher trout year, but I haven't noticed it being that too terrible. Like today, yeah, I put six on the table today. We caught probably a dozen trout.
What was the size?
And, 16 to 17 and a half. We didn't catch no big ones today, but we caught, you know, six nice keepers, and they're fat. They're healthy.
Yeah.
The trout are real healthy. But, you know, like I said, we caught 10 or 12 trout, and six of them were keepers. And there was a couple more that might have made 15, but they were close enough. I didn't, you know, just kick them off. And I had two guys on the boat, and I didn't think it was the way it started. I didn't think it was going to be an issue getting eight, or I probably would have measured some of those earlier, you know, the first trout we caught. But, no, I definitely there's something going on, but I don't think it's – I don't think we have to I'm not worried yet, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, if you're not worried, I'm not worried. You definitely fish for trout more than me.
He basically told you you're not a very good trout fisherman.
That's not what I said.
Game's not bad, but it actually is.
I didn't say it that way, and I didn't mean it that way. I didn't say it that way. You know what I'm saying. You spend more time fishing for smoke than I probably do, and I spend more time fishing for trout. And so
all I know is in the springtime, I asked Rick how he did, and it's a net full of daggum 20-inch trout.
Dude, Rick, you are a good trout fisherman.
As far as I'm concerned, Rick is the trout man around the South Shore, man. You've been labeled that, actually.
I've been labeled.
You've been labeled.
I'm the wind dancer.
you are the wind dancer.
Don't change my label.
The wind dancing trout man.
You're a black-bellied whistle.
Ooh. Hey, they fly fast. You really got to lead them.
You guys are off the chain.
Oh, man. So what?
That was duck talk, by the way.
We got a little something special coming up. I think these guys are going to just throw me under the bus.
Oh, he's on the captain bus.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's definitely game over for you.
Oh man,
I mean, just throwing that out there.
It is game over. It is game over. But well, guys, we got another great show coming in. Like I said, we got Captain Brett Norris in the studio tonight with us. He's going to be giving us some great stuff. We're looking to get a good St. Pete report from him. Along with myself, Captain Travis Yackel, Captain Jason Prieto, and Captain Rick Lyles. Real quick, before we go to break, guys, I'm going to flash the TFO Fishing School. If you haven't signed up for that, it's coming up. Only got a few more days left to sign up for that. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be a great seminar. Got some awesome captains coming in, awesome door prizes. Got a lot of free stuff given away. So if you haven't signed up, get a hold of us and get in on that. In the meantime, guys, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
Stage is set for strength, perseverance, determination, and the will to succeed for a chance to take their talents to the next level. Don't miss out on all the fun and tradition with a game that is played for a great cause. The 2017 East-West Shrine Game, benefiting Shriners Hospitals for Children. Tickets on sale at ShrineGame.com. It's more than just a game.
It's the nation's longest-running college football all-star game, the 92nd annual East-West Shrine Game. Listen as more than 100 top college football seniors knock on the door to the NFL, all to benefit the Shriners Hospitals for Children. Join Derek Rackley, Rick Berkey, and me from Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, for the East-West Shrine Game, Saturday, January the 21st at 2:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on our flagship station in Tampa Bay, Sports Talk 1040, The Team.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have. Durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, 1040 The Team. In the studio today with Captain Brett Norris, my man, and just the old usuals.
Hey,
Jason.
The old beanbag.
Captain Jason and Captain Travis, my South Shore buddies. But, yeah, we got a lot of good fishing stuff to talk about, and we noticed on the screen, we before we get into fishing, I know this is a fishing show, but Jason's got the Meekum hat, and we got that's what Jason.
Yeah, we got on the old Hellcat, son.
Yes, sir.
Make it rain.
Make it rain, baby.
They had test drives with the, you don't even know what a Hellcat is, do you?
I got a little under my dog.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Rick looks at the guy on the test drive and goes, make it rain. The dude lit it up.
I was hanging on for dear life.
Rick had his PBR.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
John Belcher, when you go, you got to take the ride in the Viper and the, get in that Challenger and get some of that Hellcat. It's awesome.
I've been fighting Hellcats all week in the river. I mean, they have been brutal. I mean, they're bad. So we got tides and weather, Rick. Give it to us, man.
All right, I'm gonna give you the temperatures for Sunday, but then we're gonna do the tides.
I like it.
That lead on, but temperature Sunday is the high is 78, the low is 61. We're gonna have east winds. 5 to 10 miles an hour, and the tide for Sunday is 11:17. The low tide, and it's a 0.00, and highs at 5:55 at a 1.35. But we're doing the show on Wednesday, and what tides you got between now and Sunday? And this is Little Manatee River tides where we draw our tides from. Is that you're going to have late mid morning, and then as we get to Sunday, late morning low water, and we actually got good tides. We got a lot of moving water, and higher tides in the afternoon, which is getting that low water early with the sun coming up after a cool night, kind of warms those mud banks and stuff up. And for the way we're fishing, I don't know about over where Brett's at, but where we're at, that's good for us because it warms up that. The banks and, mm-hmm. and the mud and the sandbars and stuff, and then when that water, comes in as the tide rolls in, it gives those fish a place to get up and get warm. So, I like these tides. They're kind of my preferred tides during this time of year.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, like you were talking about, I kind of add to that is the rocks, the oyster bars, and the seawalls and all that kind of stuff. When you get this colder water move in, especially when you get good clear bluebird sky or some good heat coming in at 9, 10 o'clock in the afternoon or in the morning, it seems to be those fish will kind of congregate towards those radiation areas where that water is going to start to warm up around that structure that's been heated up by the sun all morning. So that's something that we'll kind of zone in on, and we'll do docks and rock piles and stuff like that. And that's kind of some of the stuff we're going to do next week, not so much on the canals and the shallow stuff, but we're going to go out in the middle in the bay and fish some of the rock piles and check on some of those fish out there.
And another good thing is, and this has really nothing to do with the tides, but another good thing is we just come through that cold front last weekend, and Jason and I went and caught bait together this morning. That front did not affect the bait at all.
Yeah.
On our end. I mean, I don't know about you, Brett, if how your bait situation is where you're at, but our bait seem to be unbothered by the cold. So it stayed where it was at, and, you know, business as usual pretty much.
Well, Brent's a shrimp guy. Brent's a shrimp guy anyway.
Yeah, he's a, you know.
Shrimp and squid, right?
I don't know who Brent is once again. Brent, maybe.
So by the time we get done with the show, they're going to have more confused than what your name is. Yeah. Just look for the Wing House. But did you get your wrap off, by the way?
No, it will be coming off, though.
Are you doing a wrap or the CD?
He's just going to wrap over it.
I don't know yet. Whatever you guys are paying for, I will do it.
open for sponsorship.
Well, I'm here.
North, let's talk. We're talking off the air a little bit, and I think we both agree that this time of year, from fishing from your side of the bay to our side of the bay, is pretty extremely different. The simple fact we have a lot of river systems and deeper water outlets. And you guys,
that's for Craig.
Shameless plug.
That's for Craig.
I'm going, oh, America.
My boy Craig.
America.
How'd you put
that's America
that?
Right there.
Yeah, put that away.
But, Brett. How are you fishing right now with these colder? We had roughly, I'd say, a 15-degree water temperature change in 3 days, 4 days. So how are you shifting from before the front to after on the flats?
I don't know if any of you guys were out on Monday, but that was, like, one of the lowest tides I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
You didn't get the boat in the water tide. Like,
yeah.
You push. But if our big trout were here, that would have been great because they got nowhere to run. But I feel like we got a lot of fish hiding right now. They're not sure which way to go. They don't know if it's summer or winter right now. So the places that we fished last year this time of year, we're not fishing there right now. But I think it'll change for the best the next couple of days. Next couple of days should be pretty good.
Are you focusing more on the offshore stuff now?
No, I don't really do a ton of offshore, to be honest with you. But I've been doing a lot of flounder fishing out there. The flounder fishing out there was awesome the last couple of weeks.
Offshore?
Yeah, you know, within 5 miles, not far, and I'm sure there's some of this stuff going on inshore and some of these inshore reefs as well. I haven't hit those.
You trying to tell me you'd rather clean flounder than a sheep's head?
Yeah, I'd rather clean. I hate cleaning flounder.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it, but it's about the same to me. It's about the same to me.
Flounder don't sit there and jab you with his fins
they
the
do.
Whole time.
They do. No.
You clean a big sheep head, it's like having a knife fight with a gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what I do is I clean them and I take my straighted knife and I go right through that rib cage. I don't even mess with it. Well, I go right through it and cut it back out.
An 8-pound triple tail today, and that's just as bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
Like armadillo.
This has been the year for triple tail. I have seen a lot of people catching.
This has been the year that people figured out there's a lot of triple tail.
Yeah, so that you know what that means. they figured it out. And
yeah, they were always there, and now it's just kind of a
well. It's
thing.
The year that you hear about a lot of people catching.
Right.
Them.
Well, yeah.
I think a lot of people are kind
of posting them. We'll say that.
Yeah, or diversify because other fishing hasn't really been that good. So,
but I was telling Nick, I ran first pot I ran to. We saw a 7 or 8 pounder. And we caught him, and then I ran 300 more pots down the line on the Pastor Grill side, and I didn't see another fish. So, I mean, they're there. They're just not showing very well, and you know they want to be out there in that sun. Sunning themselves, so I thought that it was going to be epic, and it turned out to be one triple
pound. It was epic for a minute, wasn't it?
You know, they're going to go for
the first one.
Yeah, you should have dropped the mic right there.
Gone.
We were, and I just thought about this. We were fishing the Yared Foundation tournament. I'm fishing some docks, and I see Brett out there, and he's in his tower, and I kind of go around and go by, and we're fishing for some snook, and I look, and I see him up there. He gets out of the tower, he fishes, he jumps up. Does a donut, comes back, fishes. I find like, what are you doing? He's like, I know these trout here, but I can't find them. I mean, it was a crazy. I said, what is he doing? I thought maybe he found a school redfish that kept like messing with him or something. But I was like, what are you doing out there? He's like, can't find these potholes. The trout, I know they're here, but I just can't find them. He's like, I'm just getting aggravated. I'm like, all right, man. I just wasn't sure if your motor was breaking down or something. It was crazy, but
sometimes it takes 3 times of re-anchoring to figure out exactly where they're coming from, which is something us fishermen have to do to get some of you guys who only cast 10 feet off my boat in order to be able to catch something. That's typically what I'm talking about when Frito comes on my boat.
Hey, when I'm on your boat, I'm typically throwing a cast net.
And Zebco 40s.
And yeah.
The old push button, baby.
The old push button. Travis said that like he's done it before.
No.
Dude, come on, son.
I ain't going.
Come on now.
You've never had a Zebco. When you were a kid, you didn't have a Zebco.
You were a deprived child.
Take your best client.
He's a prima donna.
4 Zebcos and just see if they say something when they get on your boat. Like, are you for real?
Or just hand Jason a gun.
Yeah, they're straight sheephead slayers, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they have that. What's that one thing they do down in Bradenton every year? They do, like, the kiddie pole.
Oh, yeah.
The kiddie pole classic, man. That's a pretty cool little deal. Jason would fit right in there.
The kiddie. Hey, listen, no shame in my game.
That's the truth.
I don't claim. I don't claim anything. I just claim to have fun with it. But, well, let's talk a little about this fishing school we got coming, Travis. Have you popped that in for me? We got more spots. We had about five or six more.
We'll pop it up one more time.
Guys, if you're interested in joining our fishing school, January 21st at Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, entry is going to be $30, and that gets you a gift bag. We're also going to be raffling off humpback cast nets, dial wheel rod and reel. What else do we got?
We've got some Smith Optics. We've got a bunch of stuff from Unfair Lure. We got Mirror Lure products. We got Z-Man products, Procure. Everybody's going to get a bottle of cactus juice. Take home with you. Try that out.
Dude, listen, before you go on, go ahead. I'll let you
got a you got a testimonial?
That stuff, listen, I don't. Okay, if you want to test out some insect repellent, you need to come to Ruskin.
No doubt.
And if that stuff, I mean, that's one thing. Ruskin's known for tomatoes.
And cheaters.
And
that's why they're called skeeter ditches, remember?
Yeah, this guy. I don't know. We picked him up, definitely.
Him on the boat. I was like, I don't know. We got a lot of skeeters on our side.
Oh, they're pretty bad. But I actually had to. We were out, and so where I'm keeping my dock behind the house now, it's bad. Like, mm-hmm. When the sun goes down, so I'm going to put some stuff on. And it actually worked great. I was surprised. It didn't get any of that stuff. It didn't burn your skin.
No.
And it actually, I don't know if you noticed, it's actually sunscreen, too.
It is. Yeah, no, they make three different products. The one that I'm pushing, or the one that I found in Louisiana, is called, it's an outdoor protectant is what they call it. But it's got 20 SPF in it, but it's also a bug repellent. And the cool thing is it's all natural. And having a young child, I really tried to find something. I really tried to make it a point because you got to keep them protected. And
you don't want them to turn out like you did, huh?
Yeah, I don't want them glowing.
That off didn't work out too well.
That deet get right through your head.
Apparently it works for repelling ducks, too.
It does.
Come on, man.
Send them right away.
You've got to tell this story.
Only black belt ringnecks. Black belt.
So go. I'm sorry, we interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, anyway, hey, listen, it's a great product. I really encourage everybody to try it out. It's an all-natural product. It's made from the prickly pear cactus juice. And I ended up talking to the owner, got a lot of information about it, and was really, really impressed on some of the testing and some of the stuff they've done with the products. And you guys are all going to get to try it out if you come to the school. If not, and you're in the South Shore area, we've actually became a distributor at the office, Optical Outfitters in Apollo Beach. If you're looking for a bigger size bottle, we've got it in stock there. You can swing by and pick one up.
So I have to buy it at your place now?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, we're going to charge you double.
So. I know. That's what I figured. Yeah. It's so messed up.
But, no, we got a lot of good stuff, guys. Like I said, if you're looking for something to do and you haven't signed up yet, sign up for the school and come down and check us out. Maybe learn a few things.
What do we got? What? Do we got going on at the school?
We've got, real quick, I'm going to flash it, and then we'll go to break here, guys, but I'll tell you real quick again. We're going to start off with some breakfast. We're going to do snook, then we're going to roll into trout, and we're going to do some redfish. Kent Hickman's going to do an awesome redfish presentation. We got the man, Jeremy Hines, coming in, going to do some stuff, and then we've got, we're going to do a little lunch, pass out the goodie bags, and we got followed up with tarpon, kingfish, and then we're going to finish the school with a big cast netting seminar out in the middle or outside and let everybody cast net and ask us questions and stuff. So if you haven't signed up, get a hold of us, sign up, and join us on Saturday, January 21st. Guys, you're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show. We're going to take a little break, and when we get back, we're going to have the come on, man. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters on Sports Talk, 10-4 to the team. We'll be right back.
Have a big task ahead of them. With so many advertisements during the consumer's daily routine, how do you stand out? United Cities Productions has a strategy that will increase your SEO, increase your Google ranking, and build your brand where it will stand out. Go to UnitedCitiesProductions.com and check out what many innovative companies are implementing. It's time to use all the resources of content production and marketing for winning. Beat your competitors. Contact a business strategist today at UnitedCitiesProductions.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
Welcome back to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto in the studios. Brett Norris, the man Woo-hoo! From 727 in the house. And we got Captain Rick in the house. And then we got the man behind the technology going on over
techno
here.
Techno Trav.
Yeah, well.
Techno Trav. Captain Travis Yackel's in the house. Guys, we are talking fishing. Our special guest, Brett Norris. Anybody that does not know Brett Norris, he is quite the character, both on and off the boat. And what you see is how he really is. He's not putting it. That's just Brett. Brett, talking to the mic, man.
Give us your info, Brett. If somebody wants to get out and do some fishing in the Bay Area, how can they get a hold of you, brother?
There's big redfish in Port DeSoto.
Well, how could they get a hold of you?
He
forgot his phone
number. You can find me on Facebook.
Find me on
Facebook. Rock Bottom Charters. Jesus, yeah. Did you forget your number?
Ah, man, I wish. Actually, I had a guy from New Jersey call me yesterday and said, hey, man, I got six guys in your going to buy. I said, I don't really take six. I can take three. He's like, you're not out of somewhere in New Jersey. So somebody has got Rock Bottom's name. And we're going to find this guy. Because I've gotten three calls now from that dude.
Well, he must be pretty good.
You should just book him and get the deposit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, send me the deposit. I'll meet you at the dock 8:30.
Well, Brett is fishes the St. Pete area. And I guess you run up to Tampa a little bit.
A little bit Tampa.
You're St. Pete boy. You're
some Pasadena, some Anna Maria, you know.
Spread the word around. You go where the fish are, right?
Yeah, something like that. Or wherever the most people are, that's where I go. Well, there's fish.
Brett, right now, St. Pete, what's the hot bite? You're telling me the trout really have.
Just like you guys, our snook fishery has come back amazingly. This year we had a really good year. Last year we had a really good year. So the snook are still biting right now. I mean, the weather's at 75 degrees out, so I mean, they're still rocking. Redfish hadn't been very good this year. It's probably one of our worst year we ever had in redfish. I don't know how about you guys across the bay, but
it's been
the
tough.
Fish just never really got together. You'd whack them 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, and then they're gone. And then
I mean, you know, speaking redfish, but I'd almost have to relate that, especially in your area. You guys, and one thing I've always about you is you always find find them fish that are hidden between the areas. But man, there's a lot of pressure on you guys.
Yeah.
Fish more than ours. Our fish are so inconsistent. You really have to. It's totally different fishing on both sides. Like from your side to ours on red fishing. Like our fish are the type that if you find them, it's done. But they won't. They literally never sit down. So you're constantly.
Yeah, I grew up fishing Port Manatee a lot, and that's kind of how they were.
It's totally different. Yeah.
Back in the day, you get in Redfish Creek, and you could do real well sitting there all day. But a lot of those big potholes got filled up by grass now, and those fish kind of aren't sitting where they used to sit. So now you got to find other different edges. You're fishing more like edges versus potholes or deep areas, like deep drops. Like this year, half the fish we were catching, you never even saw one. You could take a tire boat right over the top of that sucker. You never see one.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to fish in an area that you know the fish are coming from, or they're getting pushed out from, like, the mangroves just because the tide's moving out with them. And you just get those deep depressions, and we would just start chumming, and out of nowhere they pop up. Some days, other days, you're catching
Yeah, it's just a different fishery on both sides, and it's funny because it's all Tampa Bay, but it's just, I think it's the geography and the way, I mean, you guys get the bigger, consistently bigger redfish, and a lot of that's because of the Gulf's right there. You get the breeder fish coming in and out of the Gulf, where we're getting a lot of the stuff that stays in the bay and just moves around on the flats. But
you don't have your days where you get those big ones.
We get,
but not as many. Like just like when we all fish out in Louisiana, you know, fish these tournaments. The further to the Gulf you get, that's where you're getting those 40 pounders. Back in the creeks and stuff, you're getting a big one's like 32 ish, something like that. And it's the same with ours, where our fish will be 33s, y'all's will be 28s.
Yeah, speaking of Louisiana, that is quite the interesting fishery. Them guys have it easy.
Oh,
I'm like, I I've said this on the air.
Good fisherman to go to Louisiana.
You have a hard time.
No.
At first you will, because...
But a good fisherman will outfish a guide in Louisiana for like...
Any day of the week.
Like, if you ever look at the stats and the results, guys from this area in Florida, the guys who have trouble getting redfish to bite, you go there, those guys always do well out there.
Yeah. You're tiptoeing around and you don't have to.
No.
You know, and that's what we had a show about, and we talked about that as far as being a technical fisherman. Be successful in, I'm not going
to
say Florida, but I'll say Tampa Bay for sure.
We
have
to be.
You have to be a pretty technical guy, and you know, you're looking to put yourself in front of it. You're trying to predict redfish and be in front of them and be ahead of the game. Whereas out there, I mean, literally, you troll a motor across a pond, they lift up and you go, all right, cool. There they are. Let's fish them, you know. It is different, man.
We get up to our redfish around here, and your client slams that lid one time, and you want a kangaroo punch him
over
right in the throat.
He's paying
money. But
did you say that?
I did say that. There's so much pressure around here. Them fishes get beat up, and
it is. And red fishing's
kangaroo
punch. I mean, my opinion. I mean, back when I was growing up, and I imagine you guys will agree with me too, is a big snook or snook fishing was really kind of like that was. That was what most people on the South Shore were looking for, was a big snook. Everybody went snook fishing. And since that little stint, you know, 09 and through 10, it seems like red fishing has really became more mainstream, where a lot of people are going out specifically just to target redfish, and attributed to a lot of the tournaments and a lot of just the hype that comes with catching a school or, you know, being on redfish. And so I think that attributes to some of the stuff, not so much as how many fish there are, this, that, and the other, but definitely pressure. And the fish getting pushed around and not being on the patterns that they've been on in years past.
Well, we saw that
whatever,
last couple of years,
you know?
On a particular spot south where, you know, we've seen some people bring other people in and these fish get messed up. And then we kind of had them figured out, and it was just straight people running over them and pressure, and it moves them fish around. And which is kind of odd for our side, because when you do find a school redfish, there's not like 10 boats on them. I mean, there might be two or three at best. Because they're kind of hard to find and inconsistent, but when you do get it consistent and just the pressure is really can really mess redfish up. Where snooker, you run over a snook, come back, they just go right back.
Yeah.
I mean, like
they might not eat every time, but they'll be
there. They're there.
They ain't gonna go nowhere.
They don't move
long enough. You get one to go.
Yeah, I think that's why I like snook fishing.
There's a big difference between a tournament redfish and a charter redfish.
100%.
I mean, you can spend all day long working an edge and maybe catch four. Well, if you got four guys on your boat, you want to make them all happy. So
exactly.
You can't sit on four different fish. You got to find something new, which makes it tough and makes you have some strikeouts on certain days. But
well, it's funny you say that.
The game nowadays. I mean, I think a lot of my clients are a lot more appreciative when they catch them nowadays because they know the fishing's getting a little bit tougher around here.
Yeah, well, it's just a lot of pressure. And like you said, there's just, I mean, anglers in general, I think you'll agree with me on this. Anglers in general are better across the board. Like the internet, like
technology has really
technology.
Made it.
So the fish are going to get smarter as they get caught so many times. I think that's like with Louisiana. There's a ton of shrimp and there's a ton of bait, and you got fish that haven't seen.
They ain't seen a boat.
They ain't seen a boat.
Months.
I had a hard time the first day I was there because my buddy Brian's. We were pre-fishing for a day. He's like, throw at him. I'm like, I can't. He's 2 foot off the boat. I can't move the artificial. He goes, no, watch this. And he goes like this with the jig, and he eats it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I was like, there's a little bit of a learning curve because you're used to casting so far at a fish. And like, nah, just flip them. I mean, it's.
Don't get right off your trolling motor.
Yeah, we had one go underneath the boat, and he took a jig and moved
it. Yeah,
and
he
came
for him, son.
Like,
he came for him.
And smoked
it's
it. I'm
big.
Like.
I mean, if you ever get a chance to go to Louisiana, it's well worth it.
But go to St. Pete first and book a charter, right?
Yeah, go through me. I'll take your deposit.
Rock bottom charters.
Yeah. There's the captain living on the water right here now.
Not yet.
Big boy.
Not yet. Hey, I ain't paid for it. I just got, like I told Rick, I said, meet me at my house. Well, technically, I have two houses right now. So he goes to my house, they're building. And he goes, I'm at your house. I said, no, you ain't. He goes, yeah, I am. I said, which one? Is it the one in Ruskin? I said, no, that's my building. That's not a house yet. I'm not living there.
You took the first christening of your bathroom, I'm sure, when you're not there.
Without a toilet.
Hey, I like the way you have your bathroom set up, too. That was nice.
Did it work out?
You get a good ventilation flow through there. It was good.
I'm glad you like it, Rick.
Yeah, you can see the water from the
Did toilet. You put money in the front of the, there, at the entrance? Oh, you...
I left a deposit, but it wasn't money.
That wasn't right. Why's the joke on me again?
Always on you, man.
Well, so, we got the other thing we got coming up, Florida Guides Association.
We do have that coming up.
So, Brett, we're dragging you there March 2nd. You don't know about it.
That's my birthday.
Yeah, see? Well, that's
even better.
If it's on the 3rd, that's awesome.
I'll make sure when I'm up there talking, I'll make sure everybody knows it's your birthday.
I'm interested to go to one. I've never been to one, so, I mean, I'll follow you around. I'll be your guinea pig. I'm cool.
But, so do we have okay, we got it up. The March 2nd, 7 to 9 at Rick's on the River, Florida Guides Association, probably around 7 to 9, probably 6:30 or so I'd get there. We're basically going to have our regional get-together. You know, if you're not in the Florida Guides Association, you don't have to be. Come, bring some. If you are, bring somebody that we can join. We're trying to build membership.
What does it take to join the Florida Guides Association?
You need to be a licensed and insured captain. And... licensed and insured, and basically the membership annually is $110. You get a free T-shirt. You also get a discount on your insurance. And what a lot of people don't realize is there is a lot of pro staff opportunities for newer captains that don't have deals that are already set up, and we're working on setting up some more. So it's a good venue for the guys that have been around a while, like Brett and myself and Travis and Rick, but it's also for the new guys. It's a way to get into the business and understand how to get into it, because it's a weird business to get into, and you know, you can do yourself a lot of harm by not even knowing, and I think some people do harm by knowing, but so I think some people make some mistakes going into it. It'll kind of help you out getting in the business, and it kind of show you the ropes and the back end of the business, like and a lot of the conservation stuff that goes in. A lot of people don't realize the Florida Guides Association fights for a lot of our guides and recreational, because we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Fight for a lot of the stuff that goes on, and they go fight for that to make sure we keep our fishing rights. We're out there to catch fish and do what we do, because there's a lot of groups that don't want us to catch fish or do anything. So Florida Guides Association meeting is going to be March 2nd at Rick's on the River. We hope to see you all there. And we're going to break. I think we're going to break.
We're going to break.
All right, guys, we'll take a break. We get back. We're going to do the come on, man. Listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio and Sports Talk 10-4 the team.
Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you. People who have rooms of people that they loved one day, docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You living on the psychopath sitting next to you. You living on the murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get there sitting next to you.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
Sports Talk 1040, The Team, the home of Jim Rome, every weekday from noon till 3.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by Powerpole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to powerpole.com. And welcome back, guys. This is Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Sports Talk, Tim Foy, the team. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, Brett Norris, Rick Lyles, and Captain
Travis.
It's Captain Captain Buck.
The black belly whisper.
Can we please tell the business?
Oh, yeah,
and somebody tell him the story, Travis. Come on, man. This is funny. This is good.
Well, so
and you're not telling on yourself or nothing because
technically I am. Yeah. Let me give the cap.
You're not really because you're new to it. So,
but
you
it's
didn't
funny.
Know.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Is
all right. Hold on. Let me give the captain's tip of the week. Travis, great captain. I wouldn't do the blast part with him yet. Let him get a couple more.
Don't do the tip of the week.
The cast part, yeah. Don't do the blast,
man. So, Tiger, look at what kind of trouble you got me into,
brother. I gotta go bilge.
I gotta build, son. So, you don't put the short guy out 5 foot and let him wade. That just don't happen.
His waders are funny because I gotta go build.
I mean, I need the old rule 1100, son.
You gotta tell him about your duck hunt with Tiger.
So Tiger calls me up and asks me to go duck hunt with him, and I agree, you know, timidly, I agree. And I says, well, hey, I got a shotgun, I got some shells, I'll go, you know, a pair of waders. So we head out there and do a little duck hunting. Well, he already had some clients that were going with him, and I was going to tag along and do the duck hunt with him and then take the guys out for, you know, an hour or two, a couple hours, and do some artificial fishing, do the cast and blast. So we get out there, and we're, you know, setting up and everything. I don't know an acorn from a nut here but what I'm doing. And next thing you know, a couple birds fly over, and it's hooting and hollering, and people are shooting, and I don't see any birds falling out of the sky at all. All I smell is gunpowder. So I'm kind of sitting there, and next thing
what kind of ducks were they?
I don't know. They were black belt chicken necks or something. I don't know, man. There were so many ducks out there, dude. It is. I don't know how these guys can tell these things coming in 4,000 miles an hour what they are and whether or not you should shoot or whatever. Pelicans. Let me tell you what. If you want to practice, pelicans are slow rollers. They're like B-1 bombers. They come right in. They'll let you shoot them, no problem. I didn't shoot any.
Yeah,
but,
for the record, Travis did not shoot pelicans. Let's just throw that out there. We've got a lot of people watching.
It was a good time. And so I sat there, and I kind of let them guys shoot or whatever. And I said, well, I guess it's time old Trav take a crack at this here, you know. So I'm sitting over in the bushes. I got my makeup on, and I'm ready to go.
Are you inhaling all this in here?
Next thing you know, here comes some birds. I don't know, it's probably 15 birds or so. They come flying in. You know, it looks like a daggum war birds coming in. And I mean, it was like, when do you shoot? I mean, when do you let go? Well, I let her go. And it was, I mean, they were, I guarantee you they were too far away because I got yelled at by everybody else in Ducks Unlimited that was hunting there. And it was an interesting day. So I ended up, you know, I kind of, after I got yelled at for blowing my load too early, I kind of put a few shells in and kind of just sat back in the bushes for a little bit. And
how many shells did you put in, Travis?
Well, she'll hold quite a few, but, you know, legally, Rick, you can only put 3 in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got you.
So, you know, I adhered to the law and only put 3 shells in there. But it was a very interesting day. And needless to say, the blast was probably ruined by Captain Travis, and then the cast was, you know, it was also affected by Captain Travis, where we tried a little wade fishing trip, and I got overflowed and had to get out of the water and a little Belgian, but it was an interesting day, and I want to thank Tiger for inviting me out to do a little duck hunting. I would like to do it again. I don't know if I'll ever be invited again, but I can certainly come for entertainment.
Listen, that story is hilarious.
If we had known, we could have got in a boat and just went a couple hundred yards away with some binoculars and watched.
Let me tell you what, buddy.
That would have been common.
I would have paid $100 to just sit back and watch this. I don't even hunt, but, you know.
Hey, it was good, man. I had a great time.
I mean,
I don't know if the other five fellas that were with us had one, but let me tell you what, buddy. I enjoyed myself.
Danny, all right, so right, real quick, guys, we're on the Facebook feed here, and I think Danny doesn't realize that he's posting as Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Danny, you got to go on as your personal page. Him and Facebook just don't get along. It's like Japanese on his screen. Like,
is he posting?
Yeah, he's posting as the page because he's a manager on there. That's okay though. We got the point. But
so duck hunting was fun.
Duck hunting was fun.
I need to get my book out and look up how many different 5 billion birds are flying around here. Because let me tell you what, buddy, there's a bunch of them.
Listen, I don't know nothing about duck hunting, but that when you were telling me that story, I ended up in the truck. I just came up with cast and bust.
It's a lot easier.
Appropriate.
I mean, I've done a lot of practice with Nintendo. Let me tell you what.
Oh,
it's
I was
a real
good
deal.
At duck hunt, but
yeah, buddy.
They kind of fly slow across the screen. I mean,
them suckers go.
We see a bunch of ducks this morning when we're going to catch bait, and Jason's like, I don't see what the problem is with this. He said, I could run this boat right through the middle of them. If we got a machine gun, we could just knock them down.
Lay them out.
What's the sport in that?
Norris, they're all sitting in the bushes at 6 in the morning with camo paint on, all tucked up in the...
No, it was like 4:30, bro.
This is a guy that's never shot a gun.
Yeah, he's talking. No one got shot the Nintendo gun.
Right in the middle of 2,000 of them at 50 miles an hour.
He's going to be throwing shells at them.
Hey,
you have a better shot at hitting one.
Listen, I don't live on the south side, man. We don't need guns in Ruskin.
Say what?
Brett, you ever been duck hunting?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to go with me. I'll show you.
I've been duck hunting in Crystal River. I actually go every year. So I can't say.
Was your first experience better than that?
I've never seen a duck, though, when I went duck hunting.
Well, let me tell you what, buddy.
I did shoot a hood merganser one day.
Technically.
I mean, it didn't have a head left.
Did you shoot the decoy? That's the only thing I would have talked to the story is to say you shot the decoy.
I got to a point. I mean, 5 o'clock in the morning, 30 degrees outside. Yeah, don't really want to wake up for that. I'm not going to lie. That's not my style.
Because you're late at 7 in the morning for charge. I couldn't see you at 5.
7? No. 8:30.
Exactly.
Back it up. Yeah. Back it up.
That's if I already have bait. It's 10.
Well, Norris, what do we have going in? So give us the forecast here. We're trying to pull you some information. You're keeping all your secrets.
It's like cutting teeth over
there. It is, man. No.
He's not talking.
You got
to keep looking up here. I see Harrington. He wants me to, Ryan Harrington, Captain Ryan Harrington. Possible legend, probably not. But he wants me to do the ghost story, but I cannot do the ghost story on this this feed.
This is a part of
family. This is a family place. I cannot do the goat joke.
Yeah. It sounds like something maybe that we should talk about at the war first. It's got to be kind of preemptive.
There's one time there's this goat.
Well, tell us what's going to happen going in jam. We're obviously going to get, I would predict if it goes like last year, we're going to have a short one. It's going to be brutal, like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, they're just going to be nasty.
Yeah,
nasty,
like cold front.
You're going to have a week of good, 3 days of holy crap.
Are you going to get off the flats, do some deeper stuff? Or are you going to stay on the flats?
When you say in the flats, you know, I don't really fish the flats. What's the flats to you guys? What's the rest?
2 foot of water.
2 foot of water. Three. Okay, so I could be anywhere 2 foot of water. See, my flats, I would say away from like oyster bars and out in the middle of nowhere. Typically, where I see your boat and hanging out, and the ladyfish is flying.
Man,
up and, like,
I invite him on radio.
The kids
are
having fun. Yeah, man, he's the Michigan Mauler.
Did you know?
Hey,
you
would love it smiles on the faces, Brett. It smiles on the faces.
Right, that's right. So, yeah, I mean, I think coming in the next couple of weeks, we're gonna have some good trout fishing for sure. We've already talked about that. And the sheephead fishing, we'll get better. I mean, it's gonna be hard for me to do, but I'm gonna do it a couple times. I just got to. So I'm a fiddler crab kind of guy, and a free line is a fiddler crab.
Ooh, you guys are
I got one big arm. I got one. That's like throwing a cast net.
I got a huge tickler.
Yeah? You tickle spit?
That's a total lie. So, you know, like all the marinas, the piers, the bridges, they're going to start getting these big old pushes of sheephead. Usually February is the best time of year for that for us on our side.
Yeah, you get the spawn. But, you get them slap full of roe and you get them through.
We're starting to see them right now. And, I mean, you got to act like a piling and start scraping the barnacles off.
Act like a piling.
Yeah, well.
That's the cabin tip of the week. Act like a piling.
When in doubt, act like a piling.
They don't move.
You gotta be a little stealth on them on the big ones.
Gotta be a little slow.
on the big ones, they're up top on the surface. I'm saying when you're throwing those live filter crabs. So if you can imagine, it's about like.
That's it. That's how you gotta do it. You can't even let them know you're there.
But it's a very finicky bite. I'll say that when them things, those things don't come up like a snook and crush it. It's like a hey, check it out. They give a little nibble.
Yeah, they're very finicky. It's a weird.
The only time of year I don't use a circle hook. To be honest with you.
Say the same thing, man.
They're actually a weird bite. It's like you feel this little nibble, but then when you hook in, I mean, they're good fighting fish. It's weird because you think you got like a pinfish, and all of a sudden it starts
all
running dry.
All three of them I've caught in my life have fought like crazy.
Have you ever caught one on a greenback?
Probably so.
I've caught one on a deal.
I've caught one in my life. I've caught like a six-pounder on a greenback. I was like, this thing.
You know what a six-pounder looks like?
Yes.
That's a big sheephead.
Yeah. I've got pictures. I weighed them on your scale.
Okay.
I got something. I got something, and we haven't talked about it yet, and it's coming up.
It was like 5.5.
The black drum fishing. That's going to be coming up soon. Have you guys seen any black drum over there yet?
On the docks, I've seen some. I've seen some nice schools out there at Egmont too. There's been some big schools at Egmont. It's been so dang rough you can't get out there.
Yeah.
Early, but you know those ones get out there pretty good. They move a lot, just like you're talking about your redfish.
Yeah.
Side. They move a lot, so it's hard to.
Like finding that mud slick where you can find them moving along the bottom.
No, we haven't seen the big ones. That's like, like a March, April kind of a deal. This year, I think it'll be later, just like I was talking about earlier with one of the guys about tarpon season this year. The way our weather's been lately, the fish this year, it's gonna be a late year again. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope we don't get a storm in the first week of June because that really is not good.
Well, back in the day, May was always the good month, and now like June and July are better.
So I think that stuff goes through cycles.
I'll push my tarpon season back.
Time, Rick? I know you're an avid tarpon fisherman.
I fish tarpon during the crab.
He fishes tarpon key. That's about as far as he goes tarpon fishing.
I like fishing for tarpon when the crabs are flushing. That's pretty much. I don't get into the tarpon like you guys do.
Well, I think tarpon is.
Don't do it to yourself.
I think the tarpon fishing is getting so crowded that you're going to have to kind of do different stuff to stay on a good bite. You know, it's a lot of boats. Tarpon stuff. I'm starting to book tarpon stuff and everything. I'm like, no weekends, like just because it's.
Well, when I have somebody call me for a tarpon trip, which is not that often, I didn't run any tarpon trips last year, and I only ran about maybe 10 year before last. And when they call me, I say, look, I try to guide them right into the full moon in May when we know the crabs are flushing. Because to me, I don't like the mess, to be honest with you. I don't like cutting up a 5-gallon bucket full of cut bait and dealing with all that. And I just don't like fishing that way. I'd rather drift crabs and you know, do the drift. And that's just me. So I try to push people to that. And if they don't want to tarpon fish for that particular way, it's when I get on the phone and call one of y'all. I mean,
Jason comes home smelling like a strip club.
This year I did, but last year, the last half of the month, I started doing just as good on the crab flush fishing afternoons. I wasn't waking up at 4 a.m.
I'd much rather do that.
Yeah. I've always done better on
the crab. It's just, there's a different.
It stays clean. They love, your clients love catching crabs.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, that's like one of the biggest things they like doing is catching their own bait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had one client say, I like chucking nasty, stinky bait from the day before.
Yeah, you want me to do that? I'll do that while you sit here.
Yeah, I've opened up my cooler a couple times and the ice melts a little too much and I almost like gagged. Like, why am I throwing this out there?
Yeah.
But
it's really gonna get eaten,
Yeah, for some reason though, it seems like it works better the stinkier it is. They like it, but
I like doing the late tarpon thing, man.
Yeah. And Travis, you really did a good
good. Last couple years, you've done good on that July bite in the bay, and I'm just burnt out, man. Travis calls, he's like, man, I want a tarpon bite, man. I don't want to do it.
I think that's a tougher bite.
Now,
you kind of had it dialed in.
It takes a minute to kind of get them fish dialed in. I know we're running close here, but I'll kind of mention it. Is when I like a tarpon fish, is when there's so much else going on. There's cobia, there's sharks, there's snappers, yeah. There's mackerel, there's kingfish. Everything else is going on in that same time. So that lull between tarpon fish and getting bites and things like that, I really like running those trips where you're constantly bowed up. You know what I mean? And then you'll get that good run of tarpon where you just keep hooking them. But that's the way I like tarpon fishing. So,
well, guys, we want to wrap it up. Brett, thanks for coming in.
Thank
Rick,
you.
It's always good having you. Travis. Guys, don't forget Fishing School, January 21st. We've got one more week. You can sign up. It's $30. You can go on the PayPal link, which we will put on here in a little bit. And you can pay right through PayPal. That gets you an all-day school, free lunch, free breakfast. And we got a big goodie bag. And we're also going to be doing a raffle off with a bunch of stuff. Been a great show. Thanks, Brett, for coming in. Until next week, tight lines and catch them up.
Sports and information. WHBO, Tampa Bay Sports Talk 1040, the team powered by SportsOffline.com.